Turkeys, you're sitting back there in the secondary and you're watching Justin Houston have, excuse me, D. Ford kind of like have his coming out party. What was that like for you watching him?
Man, it's cool, man. Coach talks about, you know, the guy that steps up in the game, he has to step up, you know, make plays. So whoever's in, they're in, and you're expected to show up. So I think he did a great job just understanding the situations we were in and, you know, talking to Justin and talking to Tom, but he has a lot of experience in front of him. So I think he does a good job listening to the advice that they give him.
Thinks through that last drive, so many fourth down conversions they got to it. It got down to the end, had to add another play. I mean, the whole thing was fairly dramatic, I guess.
Yeah, it was, man. But a good thing it's not a beauty pageant. So, I mean, we'll lose that for the past few weeks. So, it's a football game, so stuff happens. We just got to be able to adjust. And I think we did a good job adjusting going down the stretch. They made some plays, and that's going to happen sometimes. But I feel like for the most part, everybody kept their cool and just came back the next play and tried to make another play. So, I just respect that in our team.
How difficult are games like this to play in and win, where you've got a ton of penalties? The turnovers aren't great. Field position's not great. Field conditions aren't great.
Yeah.
What's it like in these games?
All that stuff you're talking about, we can't control. You know, the field conditions and the calls sometimes could go either way. But we try not to leave it in the ref's hands. We try to handle the situations we can handle and just go from there. But at the end of the day, it's just a little adversity. So we just got to push through it as a team and understand that things like that are going to happen sometimes. Of course, you try to limit your penalties. But for the most part, you just try to fight through the things that come your way.
Eric, if you can sort of also related to D, but looking back at your first year or two, when you experienced, did the light just come on one moment, or was it always kind of a gradual, just getting acclimated process?
I would say it's always a gradual growth. Like I said, some of the things that he has in place, especially with Justin and Tomba, and then he also has a great coach and Coach Gibbs, who, you know, pretty much lets you know what's going to happen and what to expect. It's a lot of football that's been played in their room, so, you know, he gives them a lot of nuggets, and if you just pay attention to it, that'll help out a lot. But that just in-game experience helps out a lot as well, so I think that's what's been helping too.
What did you guys say to him at the end of the game? You know, he was covering Danny Woodhead coming out of the backfield.
Yeah, it was just, he just balled, man. He just did a great job, man. Basically, he just iced the game for us, and he had a great game. I think he ended up with like 3 sacks or something like that, and ended up having a PBU. So he was making plays in the run game, the pass game, and on the other side of the line of scrimmage. So I just felt like he did a great job.
One thing I need to ask you: Do you feel like, after watching the film so far this year, do you feel like you're playing faster than you did last year?
Definitely. Last year I was also hurt too, so, you know, I had an ankle situation, but definitely, you know, just trying to watch a lot of film and trusting my instincts and trusting my study habits, and, you know, when it comes, just not thinking so much and just trying to make a play. So,
what about 2013? You had a pretty good year then too.
I think just getting comfortable in the position, because I move around a lot, you know. So sometimes I might be in the box, sometimes I'm back deep. It's just getting experience at all of those different situations, being in man coverage, being in zone coverage, being in the deep middle, and just gradually learning and growing in those situations.
Because remember when you first came back, you said you weighed like the same you did last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the weight's the same. You're playing faster, you trust your instincts.
Yes, most definitely.